You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa are organising a National Day of Action to protest against the move-on orders proposed by the government. The Day of Action will be on Sunday, 29th of March, criticising the targeting of people who are already struggling on the streets. To discuss the move-on orders and the Day of Action, Tuesday Wire host Alex spoke to Kickback founder Aaron Hendry.
A few weeks ago, the government introduced their move-on orders. Can you just quickly run us over why we should be concerned about these rules?
Yeah, look, basically the move-on orders are a decision the government's made which will open up a pathway straight from the streets into prison. It's really concerning because what it does is basically give the power to the police to move people on who are experiencing homelessness, and if they don't move on, to either fine them or arrest them. And what's really important for us to understand is that the people we're talking about are people who don't have a safe place to live. They are experiencing homelessness, many of them, because of the decisions this government has made to close access to emergency accommodation, which has meant that many of our whānau have gone to work and income, asked for support, been denied that support, and ended up sleeping on the streets. It's because of decisions the government's made to delay or slow the building of public housing and cancel building projects, because of the decisions the government's made to increase sanctions specifically on those who are experiencing homelessness and the impact that has on people's ability to actually retain or even gain housing. And so there's a lot of decisions that have been made by our government over the last couple of years that have increased homelessness within Aotearoa, and it meant that we have more of our people sleeping rough outside. And rather than actually truly addressing that issue, the government has decided to implement what are some really cruel and harmful piece of legislation, which will mean that people who have nowhere else to go but to sleep outside in our city centres are now being harassed, punished and criminalised for the crime of having nowhere safe to sleep.
And as you say, especially thinking about like the safety and the vulnerability of these people on the streets, how then is the government's underlining rationale of quote-unquote safety kind of contradictory here?
Yeah, I think we have to ask ourselves when the government says we need to make the city safe, like who for, is probably the question. We all agree that we all want to live in a community where everyone can thrive and, we can feel like we can truly participate and belong in our city centres. And that includes, our fellow Kiwis, our fellow Aucklanders or whānau citizens, wherever we are in the country, that have nowhere safe to live and are living outside. We recognise that those of our whānau who are sleeping outside are at the most risk of harm. People experiencing homelessness are more likely to be victims of harm and to be in situations where they are being harmed. They're not. And so what's really disappointing to us is that our government, instead of recognising that and ensuring that we are providing support for people, has chosen to punish those who are most vulnerable within this situation.
And so with that said, looking at kind of a response to this, what sort of organisation and coalition building are we seeing opposing these changes?
Look, there's organisations across the country that are mobilising to respond to this. There's been huge outrage and anger as a response to the decision the government's made. What's really interesting for us at Kickback is the conversations we have with people from across the political sphere, business leaders, community leaders, regular people that maybe vote on all sides of the political spectrum but recognise how cruel this is and how this really shouldn't go ahead. Kickback's a part of a broader coalition of organisations such as Kaya Whina, People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Action Station, Youth and Justice Coalition, AAAP, and many others who are calling for a National Day of Action on the 29th of March, and that's been received really well, and we have organisations across the Motu that are beginning to organise and are planning to respond to this move on orders, to respond and to call for for us to come together and move on the move on orders.
And what would this National Day of Action actually entail?
Yeah, look, it's going to look different in every space. Basically, the goal is that if you're passionate about this, if you think that something needs to change. If you're, you know, really concerned about the impact this is going to have on our community, then, you know, we encourage you to do something, you know, pull together, you know, your friends, your whānau, get together and get organised and do something that makes a noise and helps us to really highlight, you know, what's going on here. You know, for us in Tāmaki, we've spoken a lot about grounding our action in our values, in the alternative future, the alternative communities that we want to build. You know, we recognise and we know that we can end homelessness in Aotearoa, and really the power for that lies in our communities. It's about us kind of looking inward and seeing how can we build the sort of communities where everyone is safe, included, cared for. And so these actions will look different, you know, based on this community to community. If you're interested in being involved in an action in your region, you feel free to kind of get a hold of us. You can go to our Instagram page or Kickback Made Change, send us a message and we can get you connected to the right person. And yeah, there's actions being planned across the country at the moment. And if you want to get involved, if you want to start your own, you know, go for it.
And thinking about this National Day of Action, what really, when we're talking about like opposing these changes, what really is the goal in being hired by the government?
Yeah, well, I guess the thing that we are really hoping to highlight is one, that there is alternatives to this. It's really clear to us that homelessness is a political choice. It is a choice that our leaders make, not to invest in our communities. So instead of punishing people for the crime of having nowhere safe to sleep, the government could make the decision to invest in immediate housing services. So, you know, services that ensure immediate access to shelter for those who need it. The government could make the decision to invest in outreach centres and outreach services to ensure that we get connected to whānau who need support and get them the support they need to navigate the system. The government could ensure that we implement duty to assist legislation to make certain that no one ever walks into you know, a State Department working income, asks for support and is left to sleep on our streets. And the government could decide to build more public housing. And so there's a whole range of decisions our government could make that would both begin to prevent homelessness and start the process of ending homelessness in Aotearoa. And yet what they're deciding to do is to punish people who are the victims of an economic system that many of them had no hand in really creating. And so I guess what we are saying really clearly is that there are alternatives to this. We as a community can decide to make different decisions, but we need our political leaders to listen and to lead and ensure that all of our whānau and all of our people are cared for and looked after. And we think it's absolutely unacceptable and actually, you know, abhorrent that instead of caring for those of our people who are suffering the most in our society, we are developing legislation to punish them.
And especially kind of just to almost wrap up, looking at especially paths forward for the government, what do you want to see from kind of the parties around government, maybe the opposition parties, in kind of pushing for like a real change for the benefit of, you know, New Zealanders in this space?
Yeah, look, we are hoping and asking of all political leaders who seek to govern this country to make some very strong and clear commitments to all of us around what they will do to both prevent and end homelessness within Aotearoa. And I've outlined, you know, the five or six or so, you know, steps that any future government could take if they were serious about addressing this issue. Specifically for opposition, if they are looking to come into government, the first thing they do is commit to rolling back the ban if it does go ahead, the bill, but also committing to those other things, you know, ensure that we have duty to assist legislation, ensure we're funding immediate housing services and outreach services, ensure that we have public housing and there's a strong commitment to building that, and that Kāinga has a mandate to house our people, ensure that we don't have sanctions on people who are at risk of homelessness or experiencing homelessness. So there's some real clear decisions that our political leaders can make, and it is time for them to make them. You know, just saying, hey, look, it's really sad that people are sleeping on the street, it's just not acceptable any longer. We have to recognise and start to understand that we have power to change the situation. There does not need to be a world where any of our children, our young people, our whānau, our elders are sleeping outside because they don't have access to shelter. We can solve that. We can resolve that. But we need the commitment from all of our political leaders to act. Look, just that, you know, as we come up to this National Day of Action, just to remind people that, you know, one of the sayings we have at Kickback is we are the ones we've been waiting for. We do not have to wait for the government to act. We don't have to wait for our political leaders to act. It's about us, you know, on the 29th of March, coming together and starting to envision the community, you know, to the sort of people that we want to be, grounding ourselves in our values of Aroha and Manaaki, and starting to build the solutions that we hope for within our society. And so look, we encourage people to take courage. We can beat this bill. We will beat this bill. But it's going to take all of us coming together and having our voices heard and building solidarity with our whānau.
That was founder of Kickback, Aaron Hendry, speaking to Tuesday Wire host Alex about proposed move-on orders for rough sleepers and the National Day of Action proposed in protest.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.